This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation. Where else would you rather be? You're in the right place. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. A great broadcast we have today. As usual, Catherine's done another fantastic job. Ron Sally's on hold. He's going to join us shortly. And then one of our favorites comes on pretty much every month. James McCanney will be joining to talk about electricity, the electrical grid, the nuclear power plants, the situation we are as a country with natural resources, our strengths and our vulnerabilities, among other things. Of course, we'll get into space. Mars is a big story. Alien. I'm going to ask about alien disclosure today. See what he has to say. then the moon. We'll get on to all those things. But first, make a note. ThePowerHour.com, our website. Do we have that redirecting to PowerHourNation.com right now? For some reason, it redirected. We had to change the DNS. It's now pointing. It may cut on while we're talking here, but it takes usually 12 to 24 hours for it to reconnect. So if you go to ThePowerHour.com and the website doesn't come up, that's why. Just go to PowerHourNation.com, PowerHourNation.com, and the website will be there. And, check in about 12 hours, 24 hours, and the other link should be just fine. Just want to make you aware of that. Very important. Of course, ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. Getting to Ron Sally. Now, we just have this wonderful variety of people who have been inspired, have revelation almost given to them. I mean, I don't want to use too strong a word, of different products to help and bless your life. Another one of these products is the Lamb Cream, the Healon Cream that Ron Sally and his Sally Enterprises have been bringing for so long. A big friend, a longtime friend of the Power Hour. Ron, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Ah, thank you very much. It's good to be back again.
Yeah, absolutely. We're always getting new listeners and everything, so we're specifically going to talk about the Miracle Skin Healon, the Miracle Skin Lamb Cream. Just give a brief background to how you came up with these and just a brief description of each one.
Okay, well, I've had a lot of chemistry in high school and college. In fact, I was sent to a rheology school in Houston to work with drilling fluids. So I learned how to make the consistency and viscosity right for those particular things. And in 1989, I developed this Healon. But prior to that, I had developed a moisturizer when I was living in South Louisiana, and I got transferred to Denver, Colorado, where my skin just dried out like crazy. So knowing just enough chemistry to be dangerous, I developed this moisturizer. And I had people tell me that I had given it to as just gifts. They said, boy, it took care of this problem. It took care of this skin problem. No more dry skin. I said, get out of here. So from the moisturizer, I spun these other products off, and Healon was the one that really set us apart. So in 1989, that's when I developed Healon.
And from there, where did the lamp, what inspired you? Where did you get the formula? I mean, it's not your typical formula. This is completely different.
Well, it totally is, and it's all natural. And I remember distinctly Friday the 13th, 2009. Just like waking up again. I sat up in bed and I said to my wife, I know how to make it. And she said, you know how to make what? And I said, I know how to make that stuff that to get rid of this joint pain, muscle pain. And things like that. She said, go back to sleep. But from that day forward, that's when I developed the Lamb Cream. And I'm not that smart, so you just have to understand where this knowledge came from.
Was your parents, your father or anything, was he an inventor or tinkerer or that kind of deal, or did this just come in you?
No, it came in me. Dad had big motor cranes, and he built missile silos in Arkansas and all over that part of the country. But he was in a whole different world than I was, and I didn't particularly like that business, really. We'd go out to set up oil derricks, and I was out there 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, I don't care for this business too much. But I'd gotten my degree in geology, so I was kind of compelled to go out and look around and learn what was going on in the field.
Absolutely. So you have these two products, the Healon and the Lamb Cream, and how have your users, your customers, Power Hour listeners, how have they noticed the difference? How is this different than the million other creams or lotions or whatever that are out there on the market?
Well, we get reports back from all over the country from people that tried this. And they've used it on virtually everything you can imagine when they gave up on everything else. And we never know what they're going to put it on. Honest to goodness, we just don't know. But the Heal-On was used on brown recluse spider bites, for example, mosquito bites, not snake bites. I won't go there. But for cuts and burns and bruises, it's just incredible how quickly Heal-On works. And every little kid, every mother's little kid, should have some of this in their pocket or let their mother have it in the purse, because they're always getting scrapes on their knees or elbows. And when they play baseball, they slide in and they get the burn. So when you put this Heal-On on it, it really works well. The Minnesota Twins practice here in Florida. Baseball team practices up the road from us, and they've been utilizing the Heal-On quite a bit in this last time around. And we just give it to them, and they steal it. They take it home to their wives. But that's okay with us. We just try to help.
Well, you've helped an awful lot of people. I know that. 2 days ago, I said this yesterday on the radio, I was making a little bonfire in a fire pit with my children, and this branch just cut me probably about a dollar bill length cut. Not too deep, but, you know, it's one of them things that gets infected. You know, you've seen those before. It just causes a real problem. Well, I almost immediately, later that night, so within an hour or so, put some of the lamb cream on. I didn't put the Heal-On cream on. I put the lamb cream on. And the next morning, or the next day, not even 24 hours later when I was on the radio, I couldn't believe how quickly it started to heal. It had went away significantly. Part of it has diminished, and it just looked, you know, it looked like it was 5 or 6 days old, not 12 hours old.
Well, you know, I tell people about this stuff, and they said, oh, yeah, right, Ron. Where's your Maserati? Where's your Ferrari? You got that big house down on the beach at $20, $30 million? I said, no, but we're getting there. But people just cannot believe what this stuff does. And when I tell the stories, they look at me like I'm crazy.
Give us some of the stories. I love the stories. I love people's testimonies. Go ahead. Tell us some of the stories.
There's a thousand of them, but there's some truck drivers that were having some, I don't care to go there that much, but they were having terrible hemorrhoid problems. In fact, I had one call me, and he said, boy, you will not believe the pain that I had gone through. And he said, I had some of that Heal-On in my glove box. He said, so when I got to the next stop, I took a shower and put some of the Heal-On on the hemorrhoids. He said, man, I had no more problems from there to the next stop in California.
Wow.
So it works on anything that traumatizes the skin, and so does the lamb cream. But the lamb cream was developed for a horse. And that's where we got
that. Are you saying, is that why it's working on me, because it's made for a horse?
No, you couldn't outrun a horse.
No. In a car I can.
Yeah, for sure. But anyway, I developed the lamb cream for a horse, and the lady I think she was in Missouri, if I'm not mistaken. She had this horse named Pardon Dolly, and they lived in California. She raised the horse from a baby, and the horse was the biggest money winner in Del Mar Racetrack, paid 82-1, and nobody's ever beat that record ever since. Anyway, she went to the stall one day, and the horse was lying down and couldn't get up. So she called the vet, and the vet says, well, it's got laminitis. Put the horse down. She said, that's my baby. I raised that baby from, you know, birth almost. And I guess the horse was 23, 24 years old, if I remember right. She said, no way. So she called another vet, and the vet says, the horse has got laminitis. Put the horse down. There's no cure. So she contacted me. I don't know how she found me, but she did. And she applied that lamb cream up into the hoof, and she said she put some kind of a plastic boot on the hoof and up a little bit of the foreleg, which I can't picture exactly. But anyway, she said after a week she went back into the barn to feed the horse, and the horse was standing there looking over the gate at her. And she said the horse was unable to get up for a solid week. And then the horse was out, not running with the herd, but at least walking with the herd.
My word. What did the vet say when they saw this?
They couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe it. And guess how much stuff they've ordered of the lamb cream? Zero.
Zero. I was going to say zero.
I am dumbfounded.
Why do you think that is?
I guess it takes away. business, but you would think it would enhance their business. But none of them utilize that lamb cream. They just, I find people periodically that we give it to, and they have great results with it.
I'm always fascinated by doctors' responses, whether it's, you know, people or horses, anything, vets, whatever. And why is it that the medical establishment, vets included now, they're so resistant to anything that doesn't fit into their little mold?
I can't possibly answer that. I'll never figure that out. And I don't know if it has to do with money or the way they're trained. I have no clue. But we have some doctors up the road here. I live in Naples, and about 30 miles north is Fort Myers. And we have a plastic surgeon up there who utilizes the Heal-On all the time. Anytime he does the surgery, they go home with the Heal-On.
Mm.
And he said he's done remarkable things for all of his patients. So he does little surgeries in the office, and when the sutures come out, he has the patients put the Heal-On where the incision was. And he said they heal up just remarkably.
Scarring. So people who are listening, of course, many of our Power Hour listeners already take advantage of this. They know the importance of it. Who should consider this? What kind of uses would they use for it? Where should they store it? That kind of thing.
Well, you put on anything, it traumatizes the skin. And storage, I'm not worried about storage at all. In fact, when I was living in Colorado, we were manufacturing for a pharmaceutical company up there. They went out of business from bad business practices. But they were using the Heal-On, selling it all over the country. And they were required by FDA to keep a retained sample of every batch that I sent up. So after they'd gone out of business, it was, I don't know, 7 or 8 years later, I was still in contact with the owner. And he said, I'm going to send you something. I said, what? He sent me one of the a box of the retained samples of the Heal-On. And it was 7 years old. And I swear to you, it was as good as the day we made it. It's a little darker, but it was still as good as the day we made it. No,
wow.
No mold, no fungus, no, nothing could grow in that stuff.
What about glove compartments? It gets hot in the summer. Would that damage it?
No, no problem. Just shake it really good before each use, which that's what we ask the people to do anyway. But every glove box should have a bottle of Heal-On. Every tackle box is just the handiest thing you can imagine. And I'll tell you one quick story, and I think I've told you this before. There were some people in Minnesota that were deer hunting. I don't know if they were bow hunting or using a rifle. But anyway, one of the guys got a deer. So they were dressing the deer out, and they had a really sharp knife, of course.
And hold that thought. Tell us, Ron, look, there's the music. I don't want to interrupt that story. That's a good story. You told that last time, I think. I want to hear that again. Let's wait till the other side to do that. We're talking to Ron Sally, of course, the inventor, the manufacturer of the Heal-On and the lamb cream. It's just one of those things you have to have. There's probably 5 or 10 Power Hour products that you just have to have. You just have to have them. I mean, that's the way life is. So stay tuned.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extracts with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Ron, we got an email question here. Can you put this in your mouth? Can you put it, I don't know, but they're asking about your eye. Can you put it in your eye, your mouth?
No, never the eye, but the mouth, never a problem.
Okay. What if you want to put it on the outside of your eye, like your eyelid?
No, I wouldn't do that either.
Okay. All right. Let's get into these your story about the hunter, and then we got a new testimony that you say is going to be pretty great. So go ahead.
How about here? Yeah, absolutely. The hunters... Anyway, they had shot this deer, and they were field dressing it, and a knife slipped and cut this guy's inside of his forearm really bad. And they didn't have anything but heel on. Somebody had it in their glove box along with a roll of duct tape. So they squirted some heel on in the wound, and they pulled the skin together and duct taped it. And it was, I guess 24 hours, maybe a little longer. They pulled the duct tape off, and that wound had healed from the bottom to the top, all the way to the surface, about 90%. And they could not believe it. And even after they had gone through this procedure, it hardly left any kind of a scar.
Wow. Catherine, Power Hour Catherine, she was telling me a similar story where she basically super glued the thing, put the heel on in it, and then super glued it closed, and basically the same result.
Oh, I've never heard of that. I never heard of that.
Yeah, duct tape and heel on. What more do you need in your first aid kit?
That's a basic.
That's the beginning of any first aid kit is heel on and duct tape. Well, tell us about your new testimony about hair or something.
Okay, this just shocked me to know. There's a lady out in California that we've known for 12 years at least, and she's used our products all those years, she and her whole family. Anyway, she was always having hair problems, and she had, I guess, long hair. I've never seen her, frankly. Anyway, she said she thought she would just try the limb cream since it worked on everything else that she put it on. So she shampooed her hair and rinsed it really good and left her hair damp. And she said, Ron, I took a quarter teaspoon of the limb cream, no more than that, and massaged it into my scalp and all through my hair. And she said, I swear to you, I had almost instant volume. I said, Alicia, get out of here. I can't believe this. And she said, I promise you. She said, the comb or brush, whatever she used to, would just glide through it. And she said she started to get a little bit of her curl back the way it was when she was quite a bit younger. So I tried it. So after I shampooed, I put some lamb cream on my scalp and rubbed it in. I don't have that much hair. But anyway, this is the funny part about it. About 2 days ago, my wife Veronica said, you know, I think your hair is looking silver blonde again. I thought, that's what I wanted to hear. Because my hair was gray. And I swear it's a different color. But I get volume, too, and I don't have that much hair left. But boy, the women just love it.
Well, let me get this straight. You washed your hair real good, rinsed it real good. It's a little damp. And what did you do? Just put some on your fingertips to kind of massage it into your hair, or what did you do?
Yeah, massage it into your scalp and your hair. And I don't have that much hair, so it's not difficult. But with a woman, it's going to be a little more difficult. But as long as they get it on the hair and brush through it, I guess, if they want to.
And how many times have you done this before this great miracle occurred that your wife noticed about your hair color changing?
3 weeks, maybe four.
So you do it every day or just after every other day? What?
I shower every day, so every day I use it. Every day. Now, I don't know about the lady in California, how often she does it. With the hair. Of course, I'm sure she showers every day, but I don't know if she puts a lamb cream on. But she was beside herself. And she sent us an email. Well, I would get it to you, and she tells exactly how she used it. She was beside herself. Now she's got her mother using it, her aunt, and two or three best friends. So I don't know where this stuff is going. And I said, but doesn't it, do you have any problem with it greasy, with that long hair? She said, none whatsoever. She said, but I tell you this, after I wash my hair, I put a conditioner on. She said, but I rinse that conditioner out really, really good, because if I don't, the lamb cream won't work as well. So she's really our guinea pig out there in California.
What in the world's going on with this stuff that it just creates so many fantastic results? I mean, almost unbelievable.
I can't answer that. The stuff is blessed. Let's just call it what it is. I'm not that smart. I mean, I've got a couple of degrees, but I'm not that smart. And things just come to me, and I said, well, I'm going to put it together and see how it works. And it works.
Well, you were smart enough to get off that oil rig and get into the laboratory and make some cream for us. And so everybody's better for it, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that was scary stuff over in the Persian Gulf. We had, it was dangerous, I have to tell you. It was just, because we had hydrogen sulfide that would come to the surface, and everybody had to put gas masks on.
Phew.
And it was a real experience, but that's how I learned about fluid and how to manipulate fluids with the drilling fluids. Because that was my job, to take care of the drilling fluids when we drilled a well.
Well, we got about 20, 30 seconds. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on, as always. Always enjoy you. Ron, my hat's off to you, what you've done here. Just, thousands of Power Hour listeners have been helped and blessed by this. Last word is yours, my friend.
Oh, I just appreciate you guys so much. You'll never, never know. And we could stay on here another 2 hours, and I could tell you all kinds of more stories than you ever imagined. But the lady back that used to work for Joyce at the Power Hour got rid of her psoriasis after 26 years, and everybody knows this story.
Yeah.
And got married and had a baby. She's so special. That's Stephanie.
Well, fantastic. God bless you, Ron.
Okay, and thanks very much.
James Mechanic.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is repeating his call for the Democratic chairman of the Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, to resign.
Every single Republican signed a letter that this chairman, they have lost confidence. They do not believe, no matter what they work on, that the American public can trust them.
While talking to reporters today on Capitol Hill, though, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi defended Schiff. President Trump is set to visit Grand Rapids, Michigan today for one of his Keep America Great Again rallies. This will be the president's first trip to Western Michigan since he was sworn into office and his first public comments at a campaign-style rally since the Robert Mueller report came out over the weekend. This Trump supporter tells WOOD-TV he's excited to see the president.
I like traveling around to see where President Trump goes. It's always a great time meeting great people. I left right after work at about 11 p.m. and haven't slept since yesterday morning.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Here's the testimony that Ron was emailed to Catherine here about the young lady who was using it in her hair, using the lamb cream in her hair. Hi, Ron. I've been using your products for a long time. I love them all. When you asked me to try the lamb cream on my hair, I thought, okay, I'll try it. So I washed my hair, applied a small amount on my fingertips, massaged it in for about a minute while the hair was still wet or damp. I brushed it through, and it was so easy. I usually struggle with tangles, especially when it's wet. Then I blew dry my hair. I was so happy with the results. My hair was soft and shiny. It also tamed my frizzies. Taming your frizzies, that's every woman's dream, isn't it? I noticed a lot less hair breakage, and my hair feels healthier. I usually wash my hair every other day. The second time I used the lamb cream on my hair, I noticed my scalp didn't feel dry and itchy. I waited 3 days before washing my hair, and then I used the lamb cream on my hair for the third time, and the results just get better. My hair is soft, shiny, manageable, and not dry. It also lightens my hair and helps tone down my grays. Wow, now it's getting serious. I am so happy with my hair. I will continue to use it. I'm excited for my hair's future. Thank you so much. She's excited for her hair's future. Well, we're excited for her hair's future. That's the Lamb Cream and the Helon, Ron Sally. Another use for those great products at the Power Mom. They're on sale. Please give us a call, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. And the other great specials we'll go over next hour, but thank you for your support. Our next guest needs very little introduction. Just love having him on. From a personal note, it's just a real pleasure always to talk to him, whether it's on air, off air, whatever. I hope that we can have dinner at some point in the future. James McCanny. James, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thanks, Daniel. My monthly visit here.
Yes, yes, your counseling session. You counsel the world here on the Power Hour. Your website, just so people can know, jmccsci.com is his website. He has a new book out. We'll mention that a little later. He is a world-renowned expert in many fields. He's Carl Sagan's best friend. No, just kidding. And, of course, taught at Cornell. So we'll get into some things. We do have some breaking news before we get into what we really were going to talk about the Boeing jets. Maybe let's discuss those real quick. Hello, do we lose James? Okay. Mackenzie says he's connected. We're gonna hang up and then try to recall. So James is one of those guests that let's just put it this way. People are listening, other than Power Hour listeners. They listen to James, so who knows what went on. But apparently there's a story. The Boeing jets have been grounded by Trump. What does that mean? What are the ramifications? Boeing is a big part of aeronautical space, missions in America. So what are the ramifications? What are the significant points we need to discuss here? And we'll get him. Where are we at, McKinn? We got him, James. Yeah, there, there we are.
Yes. You were just starting the intro there, and my system just everything just shut off.
So, well, it's not the first time with you. You're a very dangerous man, apparently.
I have backups. That's why I have a backup.
Okay, very good.
We're on that.
Well, I want to go first. Is the breaking news about the Boeing jets? Please, let's talk about that.
This is huge. This is really, really huge. And I'm sure there's aspects to this story that will still come out, but as probably everybody knows, there have been two fatal accidents in the last week, one in Nigeria, I think, in Africa. And the eyewitnesses said this plane was taking off and it was up not very high, and it started to swerve and lose control and then just nosedive. But it's the Boeing 737 MAX 8 is the model. And I've been on quite a few 737s, but immediately all of the airlines around the world shut down and, brought all of their MAX 8s offline, except in the United States, where the FAA did not do anything and Boeing did not do anything. And the two carriers that used them, United and American Airlines, kept them all in service. So I just heard, as we were going online, you know, there's some news feeds that I've listened to. It sounded like President Trump was grounding all of the MAX 8s in the United States and said they will proceed to the nearest airport land, and then from that point they're grounded. So Trump came in. It sounds like it was his voice saying that they would proceed to the nearest available airport, land, and at that point they were all grounded.
What precipitated this decision? Why so long? Why right now?
Well, I saw after this happened that Trump called Boeing, and, you know, apparently he was not pleased with the results. And, you know, to have one air mishap is not permissible. I mean, it's just after two. And people, pilots have complained about control, that this was an issue. No, you don't take chances like that. You don't say, well, this is, we don't have enough evidence. Two airplanes down in 1 week. No, you shut them all down.
So airline, so pilots have been saying that we're having trouble at Connex Ski Wampy. Something's going on here. So we have had those reports, yes?
Yes.
Oh,
that's what
wow.
I've seen. I'm just transferring what I have read myself since this morning.
What are the ramifications for Boeing here? Boeing's a major, obviously, aeronautical space partner in America. What's the ramifications?
Well, the MAX 8 is just one of the lines of airlines, aircraft that they make. The international consequences are pretty huge. The European Union has shut down. But you look at the competitors. China just came online with a new competitor airline for that'll compete against Boeing. Of course, the Airbus, the 380 series, et cetera, competes against Boeing. And so Boeing's lack of response, I think if Boeing would have responded immediately and said they're all grounded, we're going to look into this, they would have looked much better. But the fact now it looks like they're not willing to look into serious problems with their airliners. It looks really bad. I mean, they should have come out immediately and just said, everything's grounded. We had this before. When, remember, the engine fell off of like a DC-10? Remember mm-hmm. the DC-10? They had an engine fall off one, and they immediately grounded all of them, and they found a faulty pin. The engine is held on by a single pin, if you can even imagine that.
Oh, my gosh.
And one of them broke on a DC-10. This is back when, maybe 30 years ago. But the point is, they grounded everything immediately, went in, fixed the problem. But when you start dealing with control, and this is what I heard Trump talking about, too, he said these planes are too complicated today. They're getting far too complicated where the pilot does not have literal control of the airplane. Think the plane is doing things on its own that the pilot cannot overcome.
Well, that was my question. You just answered it. You know, 30 years ago, a plane, the electronics may go out, but the plane's going to still fly. But I don't think that's true anymore.
That's right. There's too many overrides. And I mean, when you look at the manual that these pilots have to go through, remember the guy that landed in the Hudson River?
Yeah, yeah. Sully.
They showed that what the co-pilot had to go through, the shutdown procedures and the landing procedures, that guy had to go through minutes and minutes of do this, trying to restart the engines. And, you know, actually going through a written manual, trying to get those engines started as the plane's coming down, and the pilot was miraculously missed a bridge, swung around it, swung up over the river, and was able to land in the middle of the river, and, you know, everybody got out. I mean, that's just more than miraculous. But, that's an example of the how technical these planes are. You just can't grab the stick and say, I'm flying it now. I'm the pilot.
Mm. Is that a good... That doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't sound good. If I were the pilot, they're talking about automobiles just driving themselves. It's like, no, yeah. I want my hands on the wheel. Sorry, thank you very much.
Well, it's hard, you know, when somebody makes a mistake, a driver falls asleep, whatever, you blame the driver. But when something happens like a computer malfunctions, who do you blame then? You know, it's like, who takes responsibility for that? You've mentioned China having a competitor to this, to Boeing, right at the same time. Is that convenient? Is that suspicious to you? That seems awful convenient to me. I don't know.
Well, you and me are mindset alike, thinking that. I mean, I actually mentioned that to someone this morning. But like I say, I think we're going to see a lot is going to come out yet. But if those are the kind of things that people start doing, you know, we're in big trouble. But I would feign to say that. I would say I really don't want to even think that unless some really came out and along that line.
Well, there's the music.
This is a major issue. This is a major issue.
There's the music. More with James McCanny on the other side. JMCCSCI, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Well, we'll certainly keep an eye on the Boeing situation. I think the ramifications are a lot. It's kind of like the car industry. The airplane industry is a big industry in America. You know, they got to buy glass, they got to buy steel, they got to buy rubber, they got to buy electronics. Hopefully they didn't buy their chips from China. And that's kind of the question we're asking. We don't have any evidence of it, but we're just kind of, you know, open thought. That's the first question that I had when I heard about this. I'm going to ask James about another story. Last week this broke. To me, well, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to tell you the story and just get your reaction. In, in America, the LGBT curriculum, I don't know what you want to call it, the sexual orientation, that's what some are calling it, sexual orientation for, you know, 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, all the way down to kindergarten, is going on in American schools? Well, the same thing is going on in Britain. One district specifically that has a high Muslim population in it was trying to do the same thing. They introduce all these things. 600 Muslim students, their parents said, you will not attend school anymore unless they take this out. And they took their children out of school, and they began to protest and walk around with their signs about exploiting children. The long and the short of it, the school district relented and took the curriculum out. I just want to get, I think this is a very big story. I want to get your reaction to this.
Well, this is interesting, because the whole question of education, I'm just going to quick throw this in. If you haven't seen the scandal, the people of over 50 people being arrested, more to come, that have been bribing their kids to get their kids into university. The whole question of education and what it's become, and I've been talking a lot about education. I've been, you know, part of my life as a student and 10 years of my life teaching at the university level. I have a real opinion, and I did a lot of tutoring in my day also. So I've been in people's, mainly rich people's houses in foreign countries, tutoring their kids in science and mathematics, etc. But I have a real opinion about education, and that is that people really are going to have to start taking a look at what is education, what they're getting. What universities are way overpriced. But this situation in schools where the identity politics is forcing themselves into schools, there again, you cannot talk about the religion or the Bible, yet you can take somebody else's identity politics and you're required to put it in there and make your kids sit there and listen to this. And, you know, in this case, it's against, I wouldn't want my kids, if I had kids, I wouldn't want them in there, you know, listening to something I don't want. And it's, you know, this is the problem. You know, in terms of politics, there was a story a week ago where two kids came back. They were of Asian descent, U.S. citizens, and they were complaining because one of the workers at the school had a MAGA hat on. And so the parents called the school, and they made the man not wear his MAGA hat at school. Well, wait a minute. That's fascism. When you can say, I don't like, and especially kids, they don't know. This is obviously the parents talking through the kids. But saying, I don't like what that person is doing over there. And then you eliminate that person, essentially, or their right to free speech or doing what they want. They're not harming anybody. But fascism is growing in the United States. And if you like it or don't like it, a lot of the identity politics involve fascism, forcing their ideas, a small group forcing their ideas on everybody else. And so, and that's what fascism is. It's a small group that gets control, verbal control, usually very vocal, and forcing their identity politics onto everybody else. So, but I, in general, I really like the Amish. Because they homeschool their kids. I've been on Amish locations and offered my books to them and looked at their teaching situations. They're real strict, and the kids are very disciplined and very clean and very intelligent. You know, the people are going to have to start taking their kids out of schools en masse and saying, we're not sending our kids there anymore.
You know, let me ask you, is it too strong to say the schools have become an indoctrination center in opposition to our founding, our country's founding?
Oh, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, there again, that's the identity politics, the small groups. You have the, you know, socialism is being taught as the norm, you know, tear down history. That's another thing, is if a society loses identity of their history, then they're going to be very easily manipulated. I was just doing some recording here. I was talking about the Russian Revolution, and that's exactly what happened. Remember, there was the Lenin, Trotsky, Stalin and the various people. And during the Russian Revolution, there was a lot of faction, a lot of factions that there were a lot of factions that were different ideologies trying to take control. And you can see how that played out. It was horrific. There was a lot of killing amongst the groups that got pretty vicious. But I just wanted to add too that it turns out that this Ocasio-Cortez chick from New York that got elected to the House of Representatives mm-hmm. was chosen in a casting call. She was one of 10,000 people that won a casting call. And that's why she got promoted with they're called the Justice Democrats. But she was there because of a casting call. She's not a politician. She's a bubble-headed chick that, you know, has not read more than two or three books in her life, if even that. She doesn't have any knowledge, but they script her. And when she's scripted, she comes off like she's intelligent.
You're bringing up a very important story, and it's kind of a bigger problem of just the scripting of America. Let me ask you one more thing about the schools, and I've asked a lot of people come on here. I've never asked you point blank. What's your feeling about, what's your advice? Here's a better way to put this. What's your advice to parents who have young children in school, in public school, government school now? What would you tell them?
First of all, don't get vaccinated at all. That's a whole story in itself, but
yeah.
I wouldn't send my kids to a public school. I would not send my kids to a public school. And it's because of the textbook industry, the required curriculums, the teachers do not have any leeway to teach. Something I bring up, which you may like or not like, but 87% of teachers in K-12 are women. There's no male presence. And there's no ability to talk outside of the syllabus, which is planned, and it's very structured. There's no real education. Kids are not taught how to think. They're told facts and told to repeat those facts. That's not education.
It's like Pavlov's dog, basically. It's just there's the music on the other side. We'll get more with James. A very important subject he came originally out here for. Our energy situation, the natural gas, the coal plants, the electricity, the nuclear, all these things. And I'll ask him one more final question on this subject. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.